Looking for clarity and confidence when it comes to decision-making for your business? You've come to the right place. You're now listening to the Atomic Business Coaching Podcast.
Welcome back. Today, we're going to talk all about business behavior. So before we go into the course, let me give you a little bit of a backstory on why we created this course and then what the course will be all about. So the backstory is, Tom and I have been, over the last 2 years, dealing with many, many unbelievable business owners. And one of the things that we've seen right from the get-go is they weren't behaving like a business owner. So through the last 2 years, Tom and I have written down and thought about and taught all these amazing things for these people to start behaving like a business owner. And that's what led us here to allowing you to now gain this wisdom and have the ability to start behaving like a business owner. In this course today, what we'll do is we will go through, if you don't believe, you can't behave. That's one section. In another section, we'll talk about, you know what to do, you're just too scared of success. The next section will be, ask how. That is a very, very important question. You have to ask how. Section after that will be, take one action at a time. Then we'll go into repeating the process and finally the results. So get ready and hit that next module. In this section, we're going to be talking about if you don't believe, you cannot behave. And the key to this is, how do you believe in being something before you behave like something? So Tom, why don't you talk a little bit about belief?
Yeah, you know, beliefs are the things that structure everything that we do, what we value, what's important to us, how we decide to behave and act. And as business owners, it's not that natural for many people to behave as a business owner, because that behavior requires a way of thinking, a way of approaching your work, a way of behaving. And when you transition from, let's say, a corporate job, or from being an employee to becoming a business owner, you have to take on a lot of new behaviors. And one of the things that is going to influence those behaviors is what you believe about yourself. Do you believe yourself to be that business owner, or do you believe yourself to still be an employee? And that takes a bit of a transition. But the key is that you have to form the belief that now you are a business owner.
And that belief is something that is very difficult for people, because most people don't believe it until they see it. They don't believe it until there's some sort of proof or evidence. And what we are talking about here, and we hope that you can take away from this section, is that the belief is a new identity that you need to embrace. This is something that if you're going to be a business owner, you have to embrace what you are. And that's what Tom is saying. When you used to be working for somebody else, you embraced being an employee that did some work and collected a paycheck for the work that they did. And you had that identity. And that's really what belief is embracing the identity. Well, now that you're shifting over to being your own boss, you have to decide, well, what is my new identity here? And you may have different identities inside of your business, but you have to believe that, okay? And then we'll teach you how to behave like that. But believing is, I am a salesperson, maybe a new role for you. Maybe you were just an architect that did blueprints before and you never sold anything. But now you have to take on the identity of a salesperson. Or maybe you have some staff that you're going to manage, or even a virtual assistant. That's usually the very lowest level that a business owner will bring on for their first employee. Well, you have to now believe and take this identity on that you are a manager. And maybe you've never managed in your life, but you have to take the identity. Even if you don't know how to do it, that's what other parts of this course will be about. But you have to first take the identity on and live with it. You may need to write that down. I am a manager. I am a salesperson. You may physically have to look in the mirror and say that to yourself. But the first key to all of this is believing it and embracing that identity. Is there anything you can add to that, Tom?
Yeah, I think one of the things you'll realize is you're going to struggle with a little bit of multiple personalities. And the sooner that you believe what you're doing in your business and what your role is in your business, you're going to come to a better conclusion of what exactly you have to do in terms of your behavior. So like Adam said before, like you probably never did any sales before, but now you're a business owner and you're most likely the CEO of your business. And one of the main roles of the CEO is to do business development and to go out there and meet people and eventually sell people on the product or service that you're offering. But the sooner that you can clarify, the sooner that you can have that belief that you are the salesperson or the manager or the operations person or the finance person in your business, the less you'll have a struggle with identity and you'll literally start putting different hats on. And I think that's a behavior that a lot of business owners sometimes struggle with is what hat am I wearing right now? And once you identify your roles and you believe that you're going to do those roles, then you could put the hats on and that will dictate the behavior in that work that you're doing or the time that you're spending your attention focused on that specific area.
I love that, Tom. Thank you. And let me ask you, I want to utilize some of your area of expertise around mindset.
Yes.
So when someone is trying to embrace an identity, what is a mindset that they need to either have or understand to allow them to start believing these things, to allow them to start having that identity?
Well, it really requires, I mean, listen, we talk about growth mindset all the time. And as a business owner, you have to be someone who embraces a growth mindset. But the key thing about where the area of growth is to let go of a lot of your old habits. So this is really where you have to embody that surrender mindset, that the old ways that you used to do things are no longer the ways that you're going to behave in your business as the business owner. And you're going to have to let go of those things and embrace new habits. And I think the sooner that you set your mind to embracing those new habits and taking on new ways of learning and being open to those new ways and surrendering to the past and letting go of the past, the better you will be in creating those new beliefs about yourself. Because that's what often causes conflict for people is they believe one thing and it doesn't line up with everything that they're doing. And oftentimes it's an old belief. So as soon as you can embrace that new belief, you really can move forward.
Well, that's really great wisdom there is sometimes you're going to have to let go of a belief to embrace a new belief. I love that. Thank you, Tom.
Welcome.
In the next section, we're going to talk about you know what to do, but you're just scared of success. So in this section about knowing, we know that you know what to do. And quite honestly, deep down inside, you know what to do. Right. And this is what we're talking about. Behave like a business owner. We know you know how to behave like a business owner. And the problem, number one problem that we always see with people that who are not behaving like that is they're scared. They're not scared of what they have to do. They're not scared of how are they going to do this. What they're scared of is the success that will come from doing these things. So Tom, why don't you talk a little bit about fear and this fear of success that we see with so many of our clients?
Yes. You know, the fear of success, the fear of failure, it really comes down to the same fears. It's the fear of the unknown. And that's what fear is. It's not knowing something. And when you get into a mindset where you're afraid of the success, you start to create more obstacles for yourself to overcome. And the obstacles that you create because you're afraid of it is you make excuses for everything and you start to procrastinate because you are convincing yourself that you don't know what to do. And the sooner that you can recognize that the fear is just getting in your way because you don't know something, and you look at the other side and go, I do know what to do, then you can easily get rid of that fear and mitigate that fear. The key is that you want to approach this with a learning mindset. You want to learn about what you need to do. You know what you need to do, and sometimes you're just afraid to take the first step because you're more afraid of making the mistake. But the sooner that you embrace, to go back to beliefs, the sooner that you embrace that the road to success is paved with mistakes, you won't be anywhere. You'll stay exactly where you are, and you won't grow, and you won't take on new responsibilities, and you won't even try the things. And that's the key, is that you have to at least try. And when you have an idea, you have to believe in yourself to say, if this idea doesn't work or this step doesn't work and it happens to be a misstep, I know I'm going to be able to change the outcome by adjusting or making a difference the next time I try to do it. And that's the key, is you have to have trust. And what is really trust? Trust in yourself is being able to make the mistake and know that when you make the mistake, you're going to be able to recover and respond to that mistake and not do it again as you take on new opportunities.
Now, the other side of that coin, because I agree with everything Tom just said, excuse me. The other side of that coin of being scared of success is that you know what to do. And you know, if you behave that way, what the byproduct is. And the byproduct typically is a lot more work. That's going to take a lot more of your time. And it's going to be a lot more responsibility on people or things or money that you're going to make. And that's what we see happen a lot of the time, is that someone wants to say they don't know what to do because deep down they're worried about what will come from doing those things.
Yeah.
And here's a little secret. Ready?
Yep.
You don't have to do everything.
Right.
What most new business owners are really scared of is that everything's going to be put on their shoulders. And what I will tell you is, as you build a successful business, which you already know exactly how to do, more people will gravitate towards that. You'll have more money to hire people. You'll have more knowledge on how to manage those people. You'll have the ability to grow instead of just sit stagnant. So either way that Tom is saying on the fear of success, or the way I am saying, these both will come to you as you begin to try to behave like a business owner. So that is the section of, you already know what to do, you're just scared of the success. In the next section, we're going to tell you how to actually go about doing that. Okay, in this section, it's ask the question how. This is the key on how to behave like a business owner. So previously we said that you already know what to do. And before that, we said you have to have an identity or a belief in what you're going to do. So let's go back to the manager. Okay. We'll use the manager. And you may have never managed before, and you have to have a belief now, an identity that I'm a manager. You know what? Let's go even further back. Let's go to sales, because many people who are trying to build their business may not manage people, but you're definitely going to do sales. And maybe you've never done sales before. And hopefully you can relate this to whatever you're going through right now that you don't have the belief or the behavior on. So let's take sales. What you'll do is you have to first identify with that. Okay. I am a salesperson. You may, like I said, have to read it on a piece of paper and write it. You may have to say it out loud in the mirror to yourself, or whatever you need to do to embrace that and have those mindsets that Tom talked about. Maybe surrender some of your old beliefs that I'm not a salesperson and start adopting the one that I am a salesperson. And then what you're going to do is ask one question. How would a salesperson make a sale? So take a moment. Just play along with me here and ask yourself, well, how would a salesperson make a sale? You most likely just came up with one thought. Just one simple thing. Is that right? Is that wrong? Will it work? How do I do that? These are all the next things that happen that lead you to not doing anything.
Right.
Well, that's not what we want to do. The way you behave like a business owner is saying, well, how would a salesperson make a sale? And you will have a different idea than me and a different idea than Tom. But guess what? That idea is most likely right. It's right for you because you understand what your competency is behind sales. You understand what you've experienced in the past being sold to. You've understood what you've actually done to make a sale. And everybody has made a sale in their life. It might have not been for money. It might have been for a date. It might have been asking your mommy for that cookie when you were a kid. But you made a sale. So you know what to do. And now what you're going to do once you ask that question, how, let's say it's, I'm going to call somebody on the phone. Great. Then you're going to ask another question. Who would I call? And guess what? You know the answer to that too. You don't need us to teach you that. You don't have to go watch YouTube University. You don't need to open up a book on how to identify the best people to sell to. You already know who you should sell to. The beautiful part about behaving like a business owner when you don't have a business is that everything is fresh. You didn't go through all these things already. Nothing is wasted. You didn't. It's not sitting like, oh my God, I called all these people. I have nobody left. Everything is fresh. So you can literally, if you're asking yourself, who do I call? You can open up your phone and there's probably 10, 20, 100 people in there who you could call to be a salesperson. And then the next question is going to be, well, what do I say? And you're going to ask yourself that question too. Well, what does a salesperson say? And again, you know exactly what to do. You can continue down this process asking these questions: who, what, where, when, why, and how. You ask that. Who would a salesperson sell to? What would they sell? Why would they sell this? Where would they sell it? When would they do it? And how would they do that? You can ask all those questions. You can ask one question. What they are all meant to lead to is you now taking an action. And that's how business owners behave. They take action. They don't plan every little detail out. They don't philosophize on how could I do this better. They don't go in and read books about it. They just take action. And here's what happens. 70% of the time, you're going to mess it all up. 70% of the time, I still mess it up. And I have been doing this for 24 years. It's supposed to get messed up. Amongst those 70% of the times you mess up, 30% of the time you succeed. And either way, success or failure, you are going to learn. And what that action in failure is going to teach you is either what to do or what not to do next time. And then the next attempt you make will be a little bit better. What behaving like a business owner is exactly what Tom said before, having a growth mindset, an openness, and a willingness to learn. You have just not been a salesperson yet, but you will be one the moment you take that first action. And then it's all about becoming better at it. And you are here listening to a course to become better at these things. So you're already ahead of most people. So Tom, why don't you talk about asking these questions to yourself? What do you think of in the mindset realm or the momentum that needs to be built up to do that?
Well, I think the hardest part for most people is the initiation of the question, is deciding to ask yourself the question or deciding who you're going to contact. And I think one of the things that holds a lot of people back is that first step to doing something because they're so afraid of making the mistake. But I think it goes back to when you go to ask yourself that question, you have to remove whatever judgment, whatever obstacle is getting in the way of you feeling like you're not good at this, especially in the beginning. Because not everybody becomes a business owner and thinks about the sales aspects of that role. And it's probably one of the most difficult ones that I had to adjust to. And so many people that we work with experience that same thing. And I find that the biggest obstacle to first overcome is taking that initial action step to asking the question. Whether it's asking by way of a phone call, whether it's asking through a DM, whether it's asking your mentor, whoever you need to ask the question to help you get started, it really is in that starting phase. So the sooner that you can start, the better you're going to be. The more that you think about what you have to do and not take action, the less likely you will be to take that initial step. And I think one of the most important things when you ask yourself a question is to alleviate yourself of any judgment that may be getting in the way. Everything. You're new at this. This is something that is not necessarily natural to you. Adam, fortunately, after 24 years being a salesman, is a very natural part of his persona. You have to develop your own way. And like he said in the beginning, when you go to ask that question, don't judge it whether it's right or wrong. The question is, will it work for you? And if you try it and it doesn't work for you, then you just have to pivot and you just have to make a change to what you do until you find that thing that works for you. So the more open you are and the less judgmental you are about what questions you're asking, the faster you will get to initiating that question asking process, and the sooner you will make a sale or even make a change or do anything in your business. So the key is ask it without any judgment in the back of your head.
I think that is the greatest takeaway from that, is without judgment. Okay. And that's why I'm going to wrap this up with two things here. That's why I want you to make sure you're asking yourself that question. And you can certainly figure out if you need to ask someone outside, but we are in the firm belief that you already know exactly what to do. So you can ask that. When you stumble, when you start taking action, that's when you may want to ask outside.
Right.
So that's the first thing, is ask that question and get that answer without judgment. The second thing I want to do here to wrap this section up is talking about a few different examples, because this isn't all about sales, right?
Right.
So you may say, I have to take on this belief that I know how to build systems for my company. And you may have never built a system, and you simply are going to take on that identity again, have that belief that I am the type of business that builds systems. Great. Then you're going to ask, well, what system do I need to build? And I guarantee on that one, you already know, because there's something that's scattered all around, the big mess that you just want to be systematized. Okay. Mm-hmm. You may be asking yourself, well, how do I do payroll? Or how do I do budgeting? You know, a business owner would do very good budgeting every month. And you're going to take on that identity and have that belief that I now do budgeting every month, and you're going to mess it up. Me and Tom have done this for 4 decades combined doing budgeting, and we still messed it up. We do our end of the month the other day. Me and him both messed it up, and I have many licenses and certifications in finance. We still messed it up. It's okay. As I said, you're going to fail 70% of the time. Yep. What the most successful business owners do is they just fail more than the unsuccessful ones. That's really the key to it. So this question of asking how can be applied towards any identity, any belief that you want to have as a business owner. Okay. In the next section, we're going to talk about taking one action at a time. In this section, we really want you to focus on taking one action at a time. What tends to happen is, as you go through and you now have this belief and you start to behave that way by asking your question, you want to do everything. And you may ask one question that leads to another question that needs to another question. And there's like 4 or 5 things that you've identified what the behaviors need to be. And that's where the overwhelm happens. So Tom, can you talk about multitasking and overwhelm and where people struggle with these?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You know, we've been working with so many business owners, and one in particular comes to mind. He's just trying to do everything all at once. And I said to him, multitasking is just another form of attention deficit. There is no such thing as multitasking. It was created as a way of showing that you were a competent employee, right? It was that thing that was put on a job description. You must be able to multitask. And the bottom line is that it doesn't exist. You can't multitask, because then you get nothing done. The key is to single task and do one thing at a time in some kind of logical process, some kind of logical order, and focus it with the priority first. What is the most important thing that you have to get done for the priority that you're facing? And when you identify that, you can actually assign a task to that. What I think people get overwhelmed with is they have to do it all, especially when you're just starting out. You don't have to do it all. Like Adam mentioned, one of the first things that most people do is hire a virtual assistant. And when you go to hire resources and support, it doesn't have to be full time. It doesn't even have to be part time. It could be a couple of hours, because when you look at the different tasks that you have, and let's say you have a list of 20 tasks, most of those tasks could be delegated to somebody else if you had somebody to do them for you. But you have to take the time to go through and recognize, away from the overwhelm, away from this idea that you have to do it all, and say, is this something that is best, am I best utilizing my time on? And if you go through that, you will find the most important tasks. I also recommend a very, you know, familiar step that Brian Tracy put in his book, Eat That Frog. One of the ways to do it is, when you're looking at your tasks, you assign the letters A, B, C, D, and E to them. And A is what absolutely must get done or the world falls apart. B is what should get done. And that means it should get done in the next 72 hours. The C's are the nice to haves, and you can decide when those get done. Unless A and B are done, you can't do your C's. And then D means you delegate them. And when you go, you can delegate and recognize a task that could be delegated. You could give it hopefully to someone. And if it's yourself, delegate it to yourself at a different point. Once you've done your A, B's and C's, well, A, B's first, when you've done your A's and B's, then you could go to your own delegate list and redelegate it back to yourself if you're by yourself. And then the last ones are the E's, the ones you can eliminate. A lot of times we put tasks on our list just so that we think we're busy and we wear that busy badge. And the bottom line is that most of the tasks on your list are E's or D's. So they can either be given to somebody else or they could be eliminated. There are typically only a few that are actually absolutes and must get dones and should be dones. And that's what you have to learn how to differentiate. But if you let the overwhelm of all these tasks get in your way, you're not going to see clearly through. So take one step at a time, one task at a time, prioritize those tasks, and then anything you can delegate, be ready to delegate to somebody else or redelegate back to yourself once your A's and B's are done.
And Tom said something there about seeing clearly through, okay? And that's really what taking one action at a time will allow you to do. We have a chapter of our book, the book, The Atomic Game Changer, available on Amazon. Selfless plug or selfish
plug there.
So in that book, we have a chapter called Being in the Zone of Genius. And what that really means is being in flow. And when you're in flow, you're focused on mainly one thing and you're executing on that the entire time. And it consumes you. Okay. And you're just focused, laser focused on that exact thing. And Mike Tyson has one of my favorite quotes of all time. I have a t-shirt that has it on it. It's something I talk to myself about and many others. And it's everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And what basically he means by that is someone has a plan on how they're going to beat him in the ring. And then he punches them in the mouth and the whole plan goes out the window. Now, why does that plan go out the window? Because they have to react to what just happened to them. And this is what I'm telling you with take one action at a time is the moment you take that action, something will happen. Okay. Cause and effect. Okay. Once that action happens, you will have a whole new plan on what to do next. And if you take all this time to say, I'm going to do step one, then two, then three, then four, then five, then six, then seven, and you have never done these things before, well, the second you do step one, 2 through 10 are going to go out the window because you're going to have to take a left turn. So that's why I want you, as you're learning to behave like a business owner, to take one step at a time. That first step will then lead you to your next action. And that next action will come from the next question you ask yourself. So in the next section, we're going to talk about repeating the process. In this section, we talk about repeating the process. As you learn to behave like a business owner, all you're doing is going through the same protocol that we have taught you today over and over again. You're taking on new identities. You probably already know exactly how to do it. And you're asking yourself, well, based on that identity, how? You're answering that question and you're taking the action. I always say business is simple. It's just not easy. Don't complicate this part. Okay. If you complicate it, you will never get anything done. All you're going to do is keep embracing new identities, ask the questions, who, what, where, when, why, how, all of them are one of them, and then do whatever the answer said. That action will then create you to have a new identity or ask a new question. All you do is consistently repeat this process over and over again. And that is the simplest thing I could say. In the next section, we are going to talk about the results that come from all of this. Okay, Tom, we're at the end. Results. This is why we're all here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what is the result of all this? Well, if I believe in something and then I behave in that manner, what happens, Tom?
You should get the results for that behavior.
That means you become something.
Correct.
If I believe I have this identity, and I start to ask my question, well, how would I do that? And I take those actions, which is behaving like it, you will become that. Oh. Mm-hmm. We are here to become business owners. We are trying to help you through this course behave like a business owner. And if you do those behaviors, you will become one. So the results are very simple. I want to become something. That's all we're here to do. There's something I want to become. There's something I want my business to become. There's something I want my clients to become. If we simply behave like that and repeat the process over and over again, you will become that. And that, my friends, is the conclusion of today. We'd like to again thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to the next one.